Thursday. Got some real thunder going on here. I'm in the woods. It's raining. You can hear the drippity-droppity on my hat. But it's warm. A little like tropical Thailand or something. Although, not quite that wet, not quite that warm, and the food's not as good. Hey, anyway, it's Thursday. I'm here. I'm Bradley Charbonneau. And what if, you know, every day you could get an answer? Or every day you had a new idea? Or a new plan? Or something? Just one thing. You could solve a problem, or answer a question, or come up with something new. Or even better, come up with something new and unexpected. This is what meditation is for me. Meditation is my answer machine, my creativity factory. It's where the good stuff comes out. It's where the new ideas come from. Tomorrow I publish my book, Meditate. It's my 25th book. I can tell you probably 25 of those. Most of the ideas came through meditation. They came through the clarity of the moment, that flow state, that thing we're all looking for, right? How do we get in that flow state, that momentum where we're going, it feels good, you're rolling, you're rocking and rolling, things are good, you're like going downstream, you can just sort of guide, not really working. That's the state we all want. For me, this comes through meditation. Meditation can mean many things for many different people. It could be the bike ride. It could be the walk in the woods on your own. It could be getting your earbuds out and listening to nature for half an hour. That's good. It's what you want it to be. It's what you make of it. It's how you make it work. For me, it's like 17 minutes every morning. I've got eye patch, eye shield, eye mask on. I've got headphones. I'm listening to a guided meditation, someone guiding me through a particular process. And for example, one of my favorites is a three-step process. There's sort of three things you want, sort of like the genie in the bottle, right? Three things you want or can ask for, and maybe you'll get an answer, right? It's not always, no guarantee, by the way. But some days you get two, sometimes you get zero. Hey, but those odds, I'll take them, because usually it averages out to one, and I will take that one answer. It could be anything. It could be a personal challenge you're having, and just sort of you have a fresh perspective. It could be an answer to your business. It could be a yes or no on something you've been debating about. But there are some techniques to doing it. There's some guided meditations that help you get through it, to get into that state, get in there, get your download, and then get out of that state, and then get through the rest of your day. Now, some people say, well, wouldn't it be great to be in that state all day? I actually don't think so. I think that state, it's a conscious state, yet there are elements of the subconscious. Whereas throughout your day, you're doing so much sort of automated and la, la, oh yeah, I'm getting coffee and drinking and I drive to work, and it's a different wavelength, right? You're in a bit of a flow state, but it's also kind of like a coma. Whereas this it's a more conscious state where you are. In my view of meditation, I usually am trying to achieve something or trying to reach a certain level where I can get those clear answers, or clear ideas, the fun stuff. By the way, the fun stuff, this is where it gets good. In the beginning, you think, okay, well, I need to solve the equation for my today's challenge. And that's all right. But what's really fun is when you're in your meditation and you say, what do you got? What do you got for me today? What is there for me? What's coming my way? Just I'm open. That's the fun stuff. But that's kind of advanced, and you'll get there if you're not already there. But that's what's to look forward to. So one thing per day, an answer, an idea, a project, a creative spark, something, a bit of motivation, a bit of inspiration, a bit of something. This for me is why I meditate every day. My book comes out tomorrow. July 17, 2020. Today is Thursday. It's thundering. How appropriate. I'm Bradley Charbonneau. I'm here every week. I am practicing every week with public speaking, with recording videos. Here I'm doing a different new app with video recording. I kind of like it. It's kind of cool. It's not as perfect as you'd like, but hey, speaking of perfection, that's another thing we're not seeking with meditation. Check out my book tomorrow, or if you get this today. It's July 17, 2020. It's called Meditate. In fact, I don't have a subtitle yet. I often wait on the subtitles to see how it feels, how it's flowing. In fact, maybe I just need a meditation to give me that subtitle. If you want to help me with a subtitle, feel free to write back to me, comment, go read the book, see what you think, come back to me with a subtitle, because what does it mean to you? What does it mean for you, meditation? What have you had experiences with? What has worked, what has not worked? And love to hear your stories. Thanks for watching. I'll be back next week. Hey, I'm back. Yeah, you know, so I'm kind of tired. It's afternoon, I'm better in the mornings. And I had an awesome meditation this morning, but it's kind of faded and I'm kind of just done with today and I'm ready to be over and I'm kind of tired of the past month I've had with my mom passing and being, I was away for 4 weeks. I've just been out of it for about 6 weeks. And it was funny, as I hit stop on that last recording, I realized, I'm like, wow, you know, of the 11 books in the Repossible series, and I keep saying this about different books, but meditate is the one, if you had to do one thing, if you had to pick one verb of all of them, it would be meditate. It has transformed my life more than any of the other books, and I dare might even say all the other books combined. Now, the book in the current state, it's not that. It's not what I'm getting across right now about how I feel about meditation. Yet, the book is a pathway, a doorway, a gateway for you to enter into a world of meditation. Because from the book, I want you to come on into, we're going to have interviews with people. We're going to have podcast episodes. We're going to have courses. We're going to have a summit. We're going to have lots of stuff related to meditation. I really just, it's one of those things that I want to share because it's given me so much joy and happiness and goodness and strength and power and love and creativity and answers and clarity and need I go on? That's meditation for me. And yes, I have the one idea per day, but sometimes one of them, it's like worth a year. So I just wanted to add that because I'm tired and I didn't even feel like coming out here, but I'm so passionate about meditation and I just wanted to get that across. So there you have it.